Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Acts, chapter 16, beginning at verse 6, about a journey that Paul and Silas and Dr. Luke, who's writing Acts, had together. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day we went to Neapolis. From there, we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. The scripture that we just read depicts the Apostle Paul on his second missionary journey, hoping as he took off to visit and strengthen churches that he had planted on his first missionary journey. But along the way, the Holy Spirit blocked the plans that he and Silas and then Dr. Luke, who joined them, had to visit those churches. Instead, the Holy Spirit moved him out of his comfort zone and kept moving them west until they reached Troas along the western coast of Asia Minor, where God's plans for them became clearer. And it became clear during that vision one night that Paul had a man of Macedonia standing there and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Believing that the dream was God calling them to preach the gospel to Macedonia, the three of them left for Macedonia. This Macedonian call, as that moment is now known, sent Paul from Asia to share the gospel in Europe. God opened a new area of ministry in the apostle's life, moving him from his comfort zone, visiting churches that he had already built, to a new area completely. The area they were called to is still known as the Gateway to Europe and carried the gospel of the hope of Christ from the area of Asia into Europe and eventually to the Western world. Answering the call to duty, a call to spread hope. You never know what God will do. And then, from 244 years ago, we remember another call that we celebrated this past weekend in these words from the Declaration of Independence of July 4th, 1776, words which echo throughout our history to today. When in the course of human events, and then later, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And then it closes by saying this, "And for support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." We recognized this past weekend when Thomas Jefferson, with the input of a few others, penned those stirring words in that glorious document, sensing at the time the call of God to establish this great nation. 56 patriots signed that document, knowing full well that by doing so, they were offering their lives along with their signatures. It was a call to duty and a call to spread hope. And by signing that great document, each signer knew that he was putting his life on the line, and he stood to lose all that he had, including his family. But for the sake of all that he believed in and all that he held dear, especially his family, he signed it. These were not fringe kooks or wild ruffians, but these were men of means, educated men. They were not perfect men, as the standard seems to be today for those who are looking back and trying to change our history and our heritage, but these were courageous men and women and children who had a deep faith in God and who loved liberty more than they valued their own lives. And because of those beliefs way back then, they offered their very lives for the start of this great nation. They answered a call on their lives to duty and lit that torch of liberty way back then. A call of God on their lives to something better. A call to spread hope to others. And that torch of hope for our personal lives and for this great nation has reached our hands. It's reached your hands and mine. And the question is, what will we do with that torch being handed off to us? What sacrifices and decisions will we make so the flames from that torch will burn even brighter? Brighter for everyone, despite what we see happening in this great nation around us now. Because despite the difficulties our nation is facing today, we dare not shrink from the duty to stand with her. Despite the difficulties or challenges before us, we dare not walk away from or turn our backs on these United States of America and on the God who has been there and is there to guide us today and into all our tomorrows. These times are difficult, but not new to us. In January of that same year that the Declaration was signed, in 1776, Thomas Paine, an immigrant to America from England 2 years earlier in 1774, and now a patriot, wrote a pamphlet entitled Common Sense. It was the turning point in moving the colonies to a declaration of their independence from Britain. They got their incentive and energy and courage from that document. Here are some of his words. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. And then the Declaration of Independence was finished, was signed, and the battle was joined. A few months later, in December of 1776, General Washington's troops were camped on the Delaware River opposite Trenton, New Jersey. They had suffered recent humiliating defeats and lost New York City to the British troops, needing a boost in morale. On Christmas Day, before he and the troops crossed the Delaware River, Washington had his officers read Thomas Paine's words to the troops to remind them of the opportunity and duty that lay before them. And it turned the tide. It was a clarion call to duty, a call to spread hope. These are the times that try men's souls. And as we look around today, we see that those words ring true today, setting before us all a call on our lives and this nation to once again stand to be all we can be together. These past few months, we have been overwhelmed with the overriding uncertainty of the pandemic and the protests in our nation rising from earlier despicable acts. And now those protests have given way to mob violence, with more deaths, looting, the destruction of businesses and property, with recent attempts to erase our values, to indoctrinate our youth with partial truths, and to destroy the symbols of our national history and heritage. And it seems, with no apparent mutual desire by politicians or others with platforms, except for a few, to engage in a calm and rational discussion and to educate, to listen, to work together as a nation to become better. Where is the Martin Luther King Jr. of today? And in our personal and private lives, there are trying times which leave us lost and inconsolable on too many of our days. Stress, trying to meet expectations and to make ends meet, leaves many of us near despair. Clouds of doubt and fear shake our faith, and we feel out of control, wondering what's next. But listen to me. Listen. God is still there. We've been through similar things, troubling and overwhelming, personally and as a nation before. And with God's never-ending presence, we will press on, not in fear, but in faith in His overarching spirit of power leading us on. answering God's never-ending call on our lives to duty and to continue to spread hope. It's all about duty, my friends, as we remember Paul's response to the call to go to Macedonia, and then look what happened to all the world. And it's all about duty, as we remembered as a nation a few days ago, those who answered the call and stood in the gap for us and our ideals throughout the centuries, beginning with the sacrifice of those 56 courageous signers of that noble document in 1776. And it's all about duty, as we realize our need for an infusion of courage, of holy boldness to face the times that try our souls, both personally and in our country. Holy boldness to help us stand together with God for each other and our great nation as we not compromise, but stand for truth and right and spread the love and hope of Christ, leaving a legacy which honors God. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for this reminder of your call on our lives always to duty, your call on our lives always to spread the hope of Christ to a world that's lost. We ask you to come alongside of us individually as we move forward, together as a group, but then together as a nation, as you've always been there. Remind us of your presence. Lift us. Move us forward. Strengthen us. Give us a holy boldness to move forward, to be all that you want us to be, as this individually and as a nation founded under your watchful eye. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.